So this afternoon, we are going to expand the heart practices a little bit wider and get into the territory and starting to open the heart to appreciation. You might say gratitude, but learning to actually appreciate and enjoy and feeling into the pleasant experiences. Sometimes the heart practices can begin to carry with them a weight that is of feels heavy or negative, or suffering and compassion and forgiveness are very important. But we also really want to learn to incline the mind and incline the heart to be able to enjoy and to appreciate that which is pleasant. And so, you know, we often overlook that. So we have this strong tendency to take things for granted. And one of the systems in the mind, one of the habits in the mind, psychologically, that we find is this overwhelming, at times annoying, habit of comparing. So we oftentimes, we look at what we have, and then we look at what they have, and we're oftentimes comparing ourselves to other people, which puts us in a constant, can put us in a constant experience of feeling less than, unfairness. How come they have this and I only have that? And we oftentimes will overlook and will actually miss out on the opportunity to really appreciate that which we do have, that which is available to us. And so in our everyday lives, this seems to be something that we do. But also here in the context of the retreat, there can be many moments and many times where we overlook and we don't necessarily appreciate some of the experiences that we have had or we might be currently having. And so this practice of mudita is to cultivate an attitude, an emotional experience that will appreciate. And so what does appreciation mean? It's maybe a little bit more harder to define than forgiveness and compassion. But to me, it is the ability to actually increase in worth and value. And so being able to have appreciation or gratitude for yourself is a really quite a wonderful and important emotion to be able to feel into and to access and to really bring out, to cultivate this quality of increasing my sense of value, increasing my sense of worth. And so we hopefully get a little bit of a taste of this when we do the metta, as we did on the first day of may I be at ease, and trying to access this deep desire we have to be at ease, to be happy, to be good to ourselves, to not blame, to not judge, to not criticize. And so one of the things that happens, I think, for many of us, and from hearing all of you speak in the interviews the last several days, and I don't know if it's part of the modern world or the culture that we live in now, but there seems to be an overwhelming tendency to really be able to identify and notice the parts of yourself that you don't like. For some reason, to bring mindfulness and to be aware of the parts of your experience that you really don't like seems to be almost automatic and very quite easy to do that. I wish I wasn't like this. I wish I wasn't like that. I don't like the way my mind is. I don't like having these bad emotions. I'm very usually aware of that which is unwanted. And then the flip side of that is oftentimes we do have qualities and parts of ourselves and parts of our experience that we do feel are pleasant and important and good, and we don't tend to give them very much attention. And that might be part of just the semantics or the construct of we don't like to feel like we're being overconfident or arrogant or self-aggrandizing. But this ability to appreciate yourself, to have gratitude, to really have a sense of thanks, thanking yourself for the qualities that you possess that are good. And so there's a whole set of emotional awareness and heart practices that we do here each day at this time. And this particular practice of mudita, sometimes there's really not a great translation for mudita. It's often translated as sympathetic joy, which is a word that doesn't strike me very strongly. I mostly hear sympathetic joy and I'm like, I have no idea what that is, actually. It's actually more of an empathetic joy. But really, to me, it's a sense of gratitude is the word that really makes the most sense to me. And also having a recovery background and being involved in 12 steps and stuff over the years, there's a tremendous emphasis on being grateful for what you do have and to focus your attention and to place your mind on all of the things about your life, all of the benefits, all of the joys, all of the connections, all of the friends, all of the little things in life that are really quite nice and beautiful and enjoyable, and to actually actively participate in the enjoyment of these experiences. And to maybe define in a more simple way what that looks like, this mudita practice is about being able to participate in the joy and the happiness of the world. And if we're unable to do that, we oftentimes will see that what gets in the way is we don't feel like we're worthy of that. Don't feel good enough. And so we want to be able to draw into and to feel into and to understand that there is something about ourselves that we appreciate. There is a sense of a gratitude or an enjoyment. And we want to actually bring mindfulness to that. I'm not a neuroscientist, and I know a little bit about it, but I also do know that I've heard many times that the mind, because of its survival instinct, is actually much more inclined to notice that which is bad or unwanted as a survival, and that we actually have to put extra energy into noticing the good than to noticing our good and our sense of worth and self-worth. And even when we look at the word appreciation, there's actually some systems in place that actually, I think, make a very clear example of how this works. If you have a piece of jewelry or if you have a house or you have something that appreciates, they say your house will appreciate over time. That basically means that it will increase in value. So to me, a big part of appreciation as a practice, as something that we're going to actually do, is we are trying to foster and to encourage and to cultivate a sense of I am going to increase in value and worth. It's an increasing, a paying more attention to, a looking for, shining awareness onto it. And so today we're going to focus primarily on cultivating this sense of gratitude and appreciation for ourselves. In the full range of the practice, it often includes to, some people I think get it a little confused and they say that it's about actually trying to appreciate and to empathize in the joy of others. But if we're going to do that, we really want to be able to participate and empathize and to really bring into our own experience a sense of increasing my value and worth. And the benefits of this practice, I have found this practice, of all the practices I've done, to actually be the most surprising. I've been most surprised by this one and the way that it's played out and the changes it's made for me in my life, in my relationship to the world and other people. And the big thing I've noticed around the comparing mind is the more that I've been able to establish and cultivate a sense of gratitude and appreciation for myself, I'm much more able to be able to enjoy the happiness and success of other people. So not only do I get to participate in my joy and success and the benefits that happen to me, but I also get to participate in all of the joy and the happiness of the entire world. Because what seems to happen for people is if I don't have any mudita for myself, when you experience something, I feel jealous or envious. I feel like, how come them and not me? And so we might notice this habit of mind or the experience, and it's very tragic when it's actually somebody that we really care about. If it's a good friend, a family member, somebody that you actually do appreciate and somebody that you love, and they, you know, get into a really great relationship they're excited about, or they get a job they're really excited about, or they get some really great good fortune in their life, we oftentimes aren't able to participate. We're not able to celebrate. We're not able to be like, oh, that's so great. I'm so happy for you. I should be able to share in that experience with them. But often what times happens is I feel separate from them, and I feel jealous, and I feel, how come them and not me? How come this person's always having good stuff happen for them? Nothing good ever happens for me. And not only do I feel less than, and I feel a sense of unfairness maybe, but also I'm not even able to participate and to celebrate and to enjoy the success of somebody that I actually really care about and value. And this creates that a sense of separation and a sense of how come them and not me. And that actually puts me in a place where I start to even devalue myself. And then I start looking around for all the other stuff that, all the other good things that are happening for other people. And then I even might find that if I become too upset or disappointed, I almost start wishing that people would have a bad time. I'm having a bad time. I actually want this ill will that we find sometimes. Misery loves company. And so the switch is trying to go from misery loves company to happiness loves company. Right? And if we kind of can see how we experience that on the other side, when something really great happens for you and you get excited about a new job, a new relationship, something that you got into a school that you wanted to get into or whatever it was, something really excited happening, something you're really happy about, and you tell somebody and they don't seem that happy or elated. It's kind of a little disappointing, isn't it? And they're doing the same thing. They feel jealous or envious, and they're not sharing in that with you. And usually if we think about this paradigm, when we do have some benefit and joy and something that in our life that's happening that we feel good about, we feel happy about, we oftentimes know who to talk to about it because we know who's going to participate in that. We know which friend, we know the people in our lives who are going to like really be like, oh man, that is so cool, that is so great, I'm so happy for you. We're going to be drawn towards that. And so we would like to become that. Do you want to be the person in somebody's life who they want to tell the good news to because you'll participate? Or will you devalue or feel jealous or less than. And I also believe in many ways that this is, of the heart practices, this is the one that seems to get the least attention in a meditative class, retreat experience. There's not sort of compassion and metta get a lot of attention, and I think that that's important and good. But there's this kind of mudita practice, this self-gratitude, self-appreciation practice. It doesn't get a lot of attention in the mindfulness and insight, vipassana, whatever, communities for some reason, which I've always found to be strange. And also I found it to be actually probably one of the most enjoyable experiences emotionally that I can have. That when I actually feel and I can incline my heart and mind to being grateful and thankful and appreciative for myself, there's really not an experience that I can think of that I actually enjoy more than that experience. The confidence and the sense of self-worth and the sense of loving oneself and feeling grateful for the accomplishments that you've made. Feeling grateful for some of the good choices you've made and some of the accomplishments we've had and the things that we've overcome. It's a very pleasant, very beautiful emotional experience to be able to sit in. And it really is where we start to see. Somebody in the group mentioned it today, and I got the sense today that many of you have had not such an easy day. Sometimes the Buddhism and the practice that we're doing can be kind of a little bit of a drag, a little bit of a bummer, like, oh man, suffering and compassion and forgiveness. It's like, this is the most depressive religion on the fucking planet. It's like, well, man, I came here to get away from all that. I'm not sitting and wish that I could care about my pain. It's like, man, you got to be kidding me. This guy's crazy. But these are, as we move, we're in the middle of the retreat is now we're trying to, now that we've done some of the necessary healing and we've been able to really access the system a little bit more and having more availability to the heart, then we want to try to draw out this happy, contented, gratitude, appreciation quality for the things that deserve that are deserving of that experience, that deserving of a sense of worth, worthiness. I'm worthy. I'm worthy, I'm good, and I appreciate that, and I'm going to actually cultivate that. I'm going to incline my mind to have more of this. So we will spend some time here working on this. So you can sit up into a posture that feels stable and upright. So just adjusting your body into a posture that feels supportive for meditation. So just placing a light touch, a gentle touch through the body and the breath. And a nice wide light touch on the experience of the sound that's coming in and coming out. And again, accessing this mind attitude from this morning, the mind state, and just seeing if you can allow yourself to rest, to arrive and to rest into your own awareness. And just allowing whatever moves through the awareness to move through the awareness. So sounds moving through the awareness, your breathing moving through awareness, some thoughts coming and going. And then bringing the awareness a little bit stronger into the emotional experience by letting the muscles in your face relax, relaxing your jaw. Noticing the hollow space of the mouth down through the throat, releasing any tension or tightness in the front of the throat, relaxing. And feeling your in and out breath right at the heart center. So letting your awareness just arrive in the heart space and letting it rest there. And as best you can, allowing the attention to just accumulate, letting it build up with the in and out breath right at the heart center. and sending the mind down into the heart, however that works for you, and to just let the word appreciation arrive. Appreciation, gratitude, thanks, and a sense of worth, of goodness. Appreciation, gratitude, thanks, a sense of worth and goodness. And allowing the critical mind, the comparing mind, to be way outside the building. And just beginning to offer this phrase as you practice with the breath at the heart center. May the happiness and joy in my life continue to grow. May the happiness and joy in my life continue to grow. May the joy and the happiness in my life continue to grow. May I allow myself to appreciate all of the goodness that I experience. may I allow myself to appreciate all of the goodness that I experience. Relaxing into the breath and the heart center, letting the body soften and relax. May I allow myself to appreciate all of the goodness that I experience. May I allow myself, giving myself permission here and now to appreciate all of the goodness that I experience. And may I be filled, may my heart and mind be filled with gratitude and appreciation. May I be filled. May my mind and heart be filled with gratitude and appreciation. May I be filled, may my heart and mind be filled with gratitude and appreciation. I'm just continuing to incline the mind and the heart towards this experience of gratitude, thanks, appreciation. May the happiness and joy in my life continue to grow. May the happiness and joy in my life continue to grow. May the happiness and joy in my life continue to grow. And may I allow myself to appreciate all of the goodness that I experience. May I allow myself to appreciate all of the goodness that I experience. May I allow myself here and now, allowing myself to appreciate all of the goodness that I experience. And may I be filled. May my heart and mind be filled with gratitude and appreciation. May I be filled. May my mind and my heart be filled with gratitude and appreciation. May I be filled. May my mind and my heart be open and filled with gratitude and appreciation. And also beginning to just say thank you, offering yourself thanks, an internal experience of thank you for sitting with me. Thank you for taking care of me. Thank you for being tolerant with me. Thank you for understanding me. Thank you. Thank you. Just if nothing else, offering this sense of thanking internally for anything, doesn't matter how small or large. Thank you for being there for me. Thank you for bringing me here. Thank you for not giving up on me. Thank you for allowing me to be messy, to be angry, to be sad, to be scared. Thank you. And breathing, offering thanks, and appreciating anything that's there to be appreciated, to be thanked. Don't leave anything out. And just repeating the phrase over and over. Thank you. I appreciate you. I'm grateful for you. Thank you. I appreciate you. I'm grateful for you. Thank you. I appreciate you. I'm grateful for you. And then to see if you can expand your mind out into all of the things of this world that are to be appreciated. Sending appreciation and gratitude for good and delicious food. Gratitude and appreciation for the warmth of the sun. Gratitude and appreciation for the beauty of this world, the birds, nature. Gratitude and appreciation for your friends and your family and for all of the people who have supported you. And just letting your mind wander and letting your mind go into anything that you could capture right now that brings out a sense of gratitude and appreciation. The music you love, the places you like to go to, your pets if you have them, anything. May I learn to appreciate all of the joy and beauty of this world. May I learn to appreciate all of the joy and beauty of this world. May I learn to appreciate all of the joy and beauty of this world without taking any of it for granted.